Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie.
Like what you hear, please share.
Special thanks to our sponsors, Survive and Rise with live video now more than ever. Beginning May 10th, an online course with Tim Sohn. Learn to launch your own live show in 6 weeks. And Davis Home Inspections for all your home inspection needs in Albany, Oregon or the Willamette Valley. Call Davis Home Inspections. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. You know, this is episode 99. Super excited about today. And this Thursday, we're going to have a big 100th episode. That is this Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We are going to have a 100th episode. We have a great guest this Thursday and some special guests. But right now, I want to focus on today. And my guest, Kristen Mira, is with me today. And I'm super excited about her and all that she's doing in the coaching of dating and relationship coaching. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first of all, I want to give an extra special shout out today to the sponsors that I have. And hopefully, they both get a chance to tune in today and comment. But I want to do a big thanks to Tim Sohn of Social Media Solutions. You know, he's doing an online class. And if you want to make more impact and income and launch in your own live show in just 6 weeks, you can go to the link in the comments. It's an Eventbrite link. And you can enter the discount code RussRocks for $100 off the Survive and Rise with live video class that he's got going starting on May 10th. So make sure, tune in, check that out. Also, Ray Davis, Davis Home Inspections. If you are in the Oregon area, especially the Willamette Valley, give Ray a call. Contact him. His information is also linked to this show. So appreciate both of them so much and all of our sponsors. So anyway, enough about that. I just want to remind you, I'm Russ Hedge. I am an inspiration specialist. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I love to connect with people. And so I just want to tell you today that the easiest way to connect with me is RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. Super simple, super easy. Just go there. It's got all my connection points, everything you need to link to me. So appreciate you so much for being here today. And I think that I have talked long enough. I think it's time to bring in Kristen. What do you think? I think she's ready here. We're going to get her in here. And here she comes, Kristen. Woo!
Hey, Russ. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well in this bright morning, cloudy Monday morning here in Portland.
Bright and cloudy. There you go. Yeah. I tell you, well, you know, you never quite know what to expect in Oregon, right? I mean, yeah. It's crazy. Some days it's just cold and cloudy and raining. The next day it's 80 degrees. And I'm hearing we have some 80 degree weather coming later this week. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. I love 80s. It's my favorite temperature.
Well, you know, I am a big proponent of not being dependent on your external circumstances. And the weather is definitely one of those. But no one's going to deny that when it's sunny and nice outside, we all feel better, right?
Yeah. That's true.
For sure. We'll take any sun we can get.
Yeah, for sure. Puts me in a good mood.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and let everybody know about all the great stuff you're doing. And I'm going to stop talking. Kristen, tell us all about you and what you're up to.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me. As you mentioned, I'm a dating and relationship coach, and I work primarily with women, although I've had some great men clients too. And really my passion is helping people that feel stuck in any area of their relationship life where they're dating and they're experiencing, you know, the same dates that aren't working for them, or they're not getting dates, or they're in a relationship and they're just not sure, is this the relationship I should be in? Is this something that's going to go long term? Or maybe they're just feeling like something's wrong, we can't communicate. And so really along any of those lines is where I come in and help people to experience what's helped them know what's going on inside them, and then help them know how to either communicate it better or how to show up differently. Because to me, I think it's both an inside job and an outside job, because we're always working on how we're showing up and then how we're communicating that to people. So that's what I'm passionate about doing.
Well, and I think that's interesting what you just brought up. It's not only how we're showing up, but communicating that to people. So how do you help people with that?
Yeah, well, a lot of times it starts with a problem, right? There's certain reasons why people come to coaching. And so we like to look at, you know, what are the feelings that are coming up as you're experiencing this problem, and then going into, you know, what are some of the stories around that are causing that, you know, internal wrestling or the external conflict that you're experiencing. And then a lot of the coaching I do, I was actually trained in what's called present-centered coaching. And so a lot of it's experiencing what's going on in the present moment, because that can give us a lot of insight into how to move forward. Because as a culture, we're pretty good as Americans in avoiding our present experience. You know, we like to tune out by scrolling on our Instagram, or, you know, getting something to eat or drink, or, you know, we have a million ways of avoiding our current experience. But the present is where we connect with people. And so a lot of times the kind of coaching I do is helping people to be okay with their experience. And even just with another person, practicing that is amazing how much it can help transform how you show up in your relationships.
Well, and so I'm huge on connection, and whether we're talking personal or we're talking business or whatever, it's so important to connect with people and to really think about how you're showing up and being present. I mean, gigantically huge on that too. You're speaking my language. And I think that people, you know, with what you're doing, helping them, because this is kind of at the foundation of their life, you know, dealing with their personal relationships. And that really affects everything they're doing, doesn't it? Not just their personal.
Yeah, so true. And you know, people come in for relationship coaching, but it can impact how they show up in their business, how they show up in their, you know, their finances. It can really, you know, as we improve our relationships, it can really improve lots of areas of our lives with that ability to be present. I totally agree.
Yeah. And I think we all struggle with that at times. I know I do. As much as I talk about it, doesn't it seem like sometimes the things that we're coaching on, we're working on at the same time?
It's so true.
You know, and so being present is really important. And I work on that. You know, I have to make sure that I'm focused and paying attention to what's going on, because really it's important to be present. And sometimes I fail miserably at that. And other times I do really well. But we'd have to be very intentional. I think that's a key word, to be really intentional about all we're doing and make sure that we're really authentic in all we're doing. Those are two real big buzzwords, but they're so true, because when we're intentionally doing it and we're being ourselves, that always works better, right?
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty in that, because I can relate. It's hard to always be showing up present is a challenge. It's a struggle for a lot of, you know, we have so many things calling for our attention at times, and it is a practice. And I agree, as a coach, I'm continually working on that in my own life to show up better.
I think people appreciate that when you tell them, you know, this is really what you need to do. But let me tell you, I'm working on it too. Because, I mean, I may know what you're supposed to do, but it doesn't mean that I do it right all the time, right? And so I think that's important. It is just amazing. And I think people don't really understand this, how much people's personal lives really affect their stability. I don't know if that's a good word, or their balance in life. I think when we have personal relationships and personal situations that happen, whether they're in our family or our marriage or our dating or whatever, it really can upset the apple cart if things aren't good. So I think that you are critical in helping people because it kind of restores that balance. Do you talk to people about that?
Yeah, that's a good topic because, you know, maybe there's someone out there that's listening right now that you've been in maybe a what people call like a toxic relationship or a relationship that just wasn't going well. And it totally throws off. I know I've been in that place where I could tell I couldn't concentrate at work. I couldn't concentrate in my other friendships. It totally pulled all of my focus other places because that relationship wasn't going well. And you're right. Like the word, yeah, stability, or, you know, if our relationships are going well, it gives us more clarity, more availability in other places of our life. And yeah, it's so true. It can make a huge difference to in how we accomplish our mission, like in the world. We can show up better when our relationships are going well.
I think clarity, there you go. That's a good word, because I think a lot of times when we're kind of out, discombobulated, or maybe befuddled, that's shameless plug. Sorry. a lot of times when we're all kind of not together, we don't have real clarity on what we're doing, and it does affect things. So just for example, whether it's dating, marriage, or your family, when my mom, who has Alzheimer's, when she's going through issues and I was dealing with that, or my dad before he passed away, dealing with him, those kind of things always throw me for a loop. Or if there's something going on with my kids, so I have adult children, but if anything's going on in their life, it affects me. If my wife is struggling with anything, it affects me because it's our personal balance point, you know, and I think too, I'm a big person on purpose in life. And my purpose is to love and care for the people that I love and care for. And so I think that when those kind of things are kind of out of whack, that it makes such a huge difference. I just don't think people think about that a lot. And you are awesome in being able to come in and coach them through those kind of things. Do you deal with people both that are in relationships already or people that want a relationship? Tell me what you deal with most.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point that you shared. I work with both. Mostly I've been working with singles because I have a lot of experience in the dating world myself. And so I just recently finished a group coaching course called Attract Your Best Match, which was a really fun group where single ladies were working on. We had like 8 weeks of different topics that we worked through. And I'm excited to say a couple of the girls are dating again, a good relationship now. So that was fun to watch that happen. Also I work with women who are married, who are considering separation, divorce. I enjoy both. I've mostly worked with singles, but I enjoy working with people in partnerships too. I feel like that's really meaningful to be able to help them make things better or just make a decision.
Right, right. And really, I mean, let's face it, love is a decision. You know, your relationship is a decision. It is a choice that you're making, and you're making a lot of choices and decisions within that relationship too. And I think that we all need to remember that. We need to step back and realize a lot of times too, I always remind myself, it's not all about me. You know, I got to think about what's going on with other people. And that's important. It's important to get that right and make sure that we are, you know, that we're focusing on what their needs are and what's going on in the relationship, because that helps to bring in some of that balance and better communication in the relationship, right?
Yeah, it's so true. We can make something mean, you know, someone does something and we think, oh, well, they're not doing what's best for me, or there something's wrong with me, or we go, you know, the focus goes on ourselves, and really a lot of good relationships is being able to step back and be like, what's going on with them, or wanting to understand what's going on with them that led to that action. And yeah, that's a practice to take, to be able to hold your own experience and then have space for the other person's experience too. Oh, maybe it wasn't all about me. Like I interpret, you know, something's wrong with me that person didn't do something the way I wanted it to go. Right. But more often, you know, we're all in our own world, and we're just trying to do the best we can. And it may be nothing about me.
Well, yeah, patience and understanding. You mentioned that. Patience and understanding. I mean, I think those are key, right? Because we need to be patient with what's going on. We need to be understanding with everything that we're dealing with that person, because we don't know. It's not just about our situation. It's about the situation together with the person we're in a relationship with. And so I think that that's important to be paying attention, right, to those things.
Yeah, to give space to, okay, what just happened for you? I'm making that mean that you don't care about me, for example. You know, but tell me what's going on with you. And yeah, so giving that space to understand can do a lot in a relationship too.
And listening, right? Listening is a key thing to relationships and building it the right way, is listening to what the other person, which is something else that I need to listen to. I need to work on all the time. You think, being, I graduated in communications. You think I'd be a spectacular listener, right? But yeah, we're always working on that.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? I mean, listening is one of the best gifts you can give. And also it's sometimes the most challenging to fully listen in a way that you really get that person, understand them.
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, everybody needs somebody like you that will listen to them, that will give them some good perspective and advice. That's another good word, because really, you know, mm-hmm. life is about perspective and how we're actually looking at it. People can look at the same situation from two different angles, come up with two different perspectives, right? So, I mean, it's not always I'm right, you're wrong. It's two different perspectives.
Yeah, and that's a good point of what a coach can do, is help be able to help someone zoom out or see it from a different perspective, or you know, and maybe interpret their partner's behavior, give them another, well, have you considered maybe this is what's happening? And I know that gives a lot of my clients the ability to, oh, wow, I never thought about that. It gives them maybe more space. Maybe they're really angry about something, and maybe they get a new perspective of, oh, actually, this is what could be going on. So that can, in itself, can be a huge value.
I think we can get clouded when emotions get involved and have a kind of a skewed yeah. perspective, right?
Yeah, it's so true. When we're in our emotional space, like wound up about something, and our sudden focus goes very, into one point. And it can be helpful to have someone be like, well, have you considered this?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Well, listen, I love all this information, and there's so much more that you're all about, but we are out of time. So what I need is you to tell everybody, how do they get a hold of Kristen Mira today?
Yeah, you can find me on my website, Kristen Mira Coaching, or on Instagram, Kristen Mira Coaching. And I've been doing a new YouTube channel, which I create videos just about every week. And I would love to have you join me there for more content.
Awesome. I put some of the information in the links, but I'll add the YouTube and the Instagram so that people can connect to you. And I know you're also on Twitter, and you're also on LinkedIn and all that, so people can find you just about anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter, but I am on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. You are on LinkedIn. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, All right. Well, listen, thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you today. And our good friend, Raquel, that connected us. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And I'm sure we'll stay connected and maybe be able to send people your way in the future on all their needs. And so thanks so much again. I hope you have an awesome week.
Yeah. Thank you, Russ. I really appreciate your time. It's been fun.
You bet. You bet. Hang tight for just a second. I'm going to send you out. Listen, everybody, thank you again for another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. It's been so much fun. Looking forward to coming up this Thursday, the 100th episode. And I'm just really excited. Not only do I have Ed Soho, who's a great, great guest, but also have some surprise guest appearances that will be on as well. So again, that's this Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It'll probably go a little longer this Thursday. So appreciate you all joining in. It's going to be so much fun. Also, one more time, I want to make sure that I let everybody know there's a big, huge thing here, but this is in the comments. And I just want to give thanks to our sponsors, but there's that information about Tim's social media, his live video class. Okay. So make sure you check that out. You can save $100 by putting in Russ Rocks as the code. So don't forget to do that. And I just, again, appreciate all of you guys. Until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.